For the Eagles, a 3-2 start would have been viewed as a positive before the season. But after a 3-0 start, the two straight losses against less than elite teams have brought them to this crossroads. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, and the Eagles. Happy to be back at Lincoln Financial Field.
Here is the kickoff, and it is coming down to Huff at the 2. Out to the 5, the 10, the 15, 20, 25, 30. Cuts back at the 40. Huff at the 35-30. Huff at the 10. Touchdown, Huff! As he somersaults into the end zone, and like that, the Eagles have taken the lead on their second kickoff return in 2 weeks. If the Eagles can hold them to a field goal on this drive, where they took over at the 2, after an interception, it would be big. It is 3rd and goal from the 7. Slot to the near side. Thielen out to the far side. Back goes Bradford. He is firing, and it is intercepted! Intercepted! Bradford did that several times early last year, and he just did it again. They line up with everybody tight. Bradford under center. Bradford gives it to Asiana, and I don't know. They stack him up. Is this a great goal line stand? We have to wait and see who they unpile and where they put the football. It looks inches short. It looks inches short from here. Oh. It's short! They held! They held! And the seconds disappear, and the Eagles have defeated the Minnesota Vikings 21-10. Bring on the Dallas Cowboys.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 41 from Lincoln Financial Field. Some instant reaction as the Eagles get back into the win column, a 21-10 victory over the previously unbeaten Minnesota Vikings. Hello, everyone. I'm Insider Dave Spadaro. And it was ugly at Lincoln Financial Field. The teams that were so stingy in the first parts of their season came into Lincoln Financial Field on a windy day in October and struggled holding on to the football. The Eagles and Vikings combining for 8 turnovers. The Eagles doing just enough, though, playing better in the red zone, putting pressure on quarterback Sam Bradford, dominating with the defense, and getting a big, big play on special teams to win their first game after 2 consecutive losses. The Eagles now 4-2 on the season, with a big one at the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. We'll talk about that game later in the week, but for now, we focus on the Eagles' win against the Vikings, and it was very tough in the first quarter. The teams combining for 5 giveaways. That's the most in the NFL in any single quarter since the 2005 season. But the Eagles rebounded with 11 points in the second quarter after the Vikings took a 3-0 lead. Josh Huff, 98 yards down the right side. Carson Wentz had a scramble on the 2-point conversion. The Eagles taking advantage of that after roughing the kicker penalty on the PAT. So the Eagles led it 8-3. And then late in the first half, the Eagles driving 35 yards, 10 plays, and Caleb Sturgis a 35-yard field goal. That gave the Eagles an 11-3 lead. The Eagles get their first real drive of the game going in the third quarter. The first points allowed by Minnesota in this 2016 season in the third quarter. A 77-yard drive capped off by a Wentz 5-yard touchdown pass to Doriel Green Beckham, who we'll hear from in just one moment. Sturgis added a field goal early in the fourth quarter, and the Eagles went up 21-3. Great job by the defense holding Minnesota scoreless on the Vikings' first 3 trips into the red zone, and also the Eagles not allowing a point after their first 3 giveaways on the day. Let's go into the locker room for some of that instant reaction. We begin with Josh Huff, his second kickoff return for a touchdown as an Eagle. The Eagles' second in as many games. That's a first in franchise history. Huff also contributing with 4 catches and 39 yards in the patient offensive attack. Tell me about the mentality on special teams. I mean, it's clearly the idea that you're going to take it to the house every time.
That's just our whole motto. Every time we get out on the field, whether it's punt return, a kickoff return, a punt, whatever, we're always trying to take advantage of trying to be the next big play to change the tide of the game. And I think we've done that so far this year. It's going to continue to happen because of Coach Phil. He's a great special teams coach. He puts us in great positions. And, you know, everybody at practice is always competing. And that's the difference between last year and this year.
What happened on the kick?
He hung the ball up in the air. It got caught with some wind, And once I caught it at the two, I had full confidence in my guys up front. The one block that I seen was Ertz. He drove his guy out the pitcher, and he allowed me to hit the seam right up underneath him, and rest was history.
They're trying to take that kickoff out of the game. I assume you don't want that to happen.
I definitely don't, because it takes away from exciting moments like we had today and taking away the moments of changing the game.
Did you feel the momentum change after that?
Kind of did, but I didn't realize it until late in the game when, obviously, we didn't score in the first half on offense, and I started to see that kickoff return made a huge difference in the game.
And Josh, they also use a lot of different ways to get you the football. In what ways are they using it? How do you think you can help the offense?
I just got to know that each and every day I go out of practice, it's for a purpose. And whenever my numbers is called, I have to be ready. So far this year, I feel like I've done that job very well. And as the season goes along, hopefully my role expands. But if it don't, I'm going to continue to stay ready and be ready for my teammates and possibly being the best person I can be and teammate I can be.
How big was this win?
It was very huge.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you very much.
Green Beckham, a nice contribution in the red zone with his 5-yard touchdown catch. He talks about the play and the state of the Eagles offense and his role in it. Doriel, first touchdown as an Eagle. I know you've talked about it here. What did it feel like and what was the play?
It felt good. Just one step, slant route. Everything comes condensed when you get down here to the red zone. So I knew like it was going to be contact, and I just had to be physical, make a strong catch and get in and get the 6 points.
So using your body, your size advantage helped in that situation?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, me being a bigger guy, obviously, too. Guys shot the tackle, man. I was still standing and I still got in. You know, just being physical. Just got to fight through extra plays, get extra yards, and I feel like that's one thing I did right there.
Really good defense out there today. Great patience used by the offense. How'd you feel about the performance overall?
I feel like we started off slow. We got to work on that at practice. You know, starting off slow, not a good look. Having one of our receivers have a kickoff return back, get the offense fired up. You know, we need stuff like that. We need to do it early on during the game, like get fired up early on in the game, start from play one, you know, going out there making plays. And I feel like that's something we got to work at practice.
Still nice to come out with a W, though, right?
Hey, a W is a W.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Not a particularly great day for Wentz. 2 interceptions, a passer rating of 52.4. He completed 16 of 28 passes. He also had that 2-point conversion run, but he was not sacked. The Eagles giving him a much better pocket than they did in Washington. Some of Wentz's thoughts after the big victory.
For starters, the Vikings are a great team. You know, they came in here and played well. Their defense played well. But for us to come out with a win, you know, we found a way. You know, that's what good teams do. They find a way to win. And that's what we struggled with the last 2 weeks. We had chances down at the end. So for us to come out and get this win today, it's huge for us. This is a good defense that we played. You know, hats off to them. They made some plays, made it tough on us. I got to be smarter with the football. But for me, it's just short-term memory. You know, you just got to move on. You got to go make the next throw. Can't dwell on it. And if you dwell on it in this league, it's just going to come back and bite you in the rear.
I'm safety Chris Maragos.
I'm defensive tackle Bo Allen.
I'm Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks, and you're listening to the Eagles Live podcast with Dave Spadaro.
These defensive guys, they are all over the field.
The Eagles defense really stepped up in this one after a tough outing in Washington last week. They held the Vikings to 93 rushing yards. They sacked Bradford 6 times. A lot of his 224 passing yards came after the game was decided. Nothing down the field for the Eagles defense. They were just tough. They went to the football. They took the ball away. They played great defense. Middle linebacker Jordan Hicks in a one-on-one moment speaking with a lot of pride about the Eagles defensive ability to bounce back. Jordan, what were you most pleased about with this defense today?
The way we responded. We responded to the last few games, to not playing well, and then also respond within the game to some tough situations. Shows the mentality of this defense, shows the mentality of the guys we have in this room. Proud of the way we did that.
What was the game plan? Because it sure seemed like Sam Bradford was a target all day.
Stop the run, number one. That's game plan number one every week. And then get after the quarterback. Doesn't change much from week to week in our philosophy. So as long as we stop the run and continue to get after the quarterback, we'll be fine.
What does a win like this say about this football team?
Shows what we can be. Shows the type of mentality we have. You know, we've got to continue to stack one upon another and bounce back. We got a big game coming up, big divisional game coming up. But as long as we continue to improve, take it game by game, it's encouraging for us.
Safety Malcolm Jenkins had a fumble recovery for the Eagles, part of an outstanding defensive performance from front to back. He talks about the win and the significance as the Eagles go to 4-2. Malcolm, can you put this win in perspective?
It's one win. It's a big one. It's fun to be home and win, but in the grand scheme of things, it's just one notch on the belt.
What does this defensive performance mean for your group?
We think that we're the best defensive unit in the league. To say that, you have to have performances like that. So really, we did our job. It's obviously reaffirming, and it was fun to compete against their defense because they have a really, really good defense, ranked number one coming into this game. So really, it was just a good opportunity for us to compete and just show what we got.
And clearly, getting the blitz going, making Sam move off his spot was part of the game plan.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to make him uncomfortable, and we wanted to give him some looks that he hadn't seen. We understand he's familiar with us, and we're familiar with him. And so we started out getting good pressure just with the front four, and then we threw a couple zone blitzes at him that kind of spooked him, and we just kept going.
And let me ask you this finally. Eagles intro the defensive players today. You were the last one out. What kind of experience was that like for you?
That was fun. I mean, we hadn't done that since I've been an Eagle, and that's something I've done with other teams. And it's a good opportunity to get the crowd going right before the game. So I thought it was fitting, knowing that we were going to have this matchup. Coming back home after being on the road, after two losses on the road, it was good. The energy was flowing from the beginning. And yeah, it's fun to put on the show.
Hey, you think the crowd got into it a little bit today when the defense was on the field?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the Link has been rocking all year. And I think when we play well on defense, it amplifies them. And so we're looking forward to getting back home as soon as we can and getting back in front of that crowd.
Thanks, Malcolm.
No problem.
And finally on this Eagles Live Podcast, episode 41, head coach Doug Peterson talking after the game, some of his thoughts after the Eagles topple the Vikings from the ranks of the unbeaten.
I think the guys just put it in their mind to play better than last week. You know, obviously it starts up front. It starts with both sides of the ball, offense and defensive lines. And our defensive line really came off the ball today and kind of took it upon themselves to just attack the line of scrimmage and play on their side. You know, our defense, you look at Minnesota, you know, interception, a fumble on downs, they had a touchdown late in the game. So our defense playing as well as they did down there and stopping them. Again, it does start up front and the pressure on the quarterback. And I tell you what, it was fun to watch our defense today. That's the defense that we expect every week going forward.
And that will do it from Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 41. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much to Brian Thomas for putting everything together. Thanks to you for joining us. We're back later in the week with another podcast as we preview the Eagles at the Cowboys, Arlington, Texas, a primetime tilt on Sunday Night Football.